Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Ears up in depth. Here to cover the most interesting stories in the Disney news universe. Right, Jeremy?
There's a lot of interest. That's all I know. There is.
Okay. It might not be interesting, but there's interest.
Yeah, there's interest. We'll make them. Well, maybe we'll try to make them interesting.
Well, you know, that we have no choice. That's what we have to do, I guess. That's what we're here to do. We're here to be entertaining and to make the most out of the weird nuggets of Disney news that we can carve out of our flesh.
Carve it right out of your flesh. I have a good flesh sandwich here.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of like little tiny crumbs of news out in the Disney sphere that I think is good to talk about. Some ride updates and just other kind of stuff that's happening. And, got some fan reactions to talk about. And I got some news from Disney themselves. So, you know, it's accurate. Whether or not it's news anybody wants to hear, that's another story.
Yeah, I mean, there's things happening out there. And we both talked about this before the show because there's this whole scandal, there's this whole imbroglio.
With, Natalie Imbroglio?
What song does she sing?
I don't know, man. I forget. Something about sandals? Natalie.
Oh, God, I can't think of it.
Imbruglia, that was her name. She's an Australian-British singer. She sung...
It's a terrible song.
Torn.
Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. Actually, good song.
This is how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a scandal going on in Anaheim, and the mayor had to resign, and all sorts of stuff going on. I've read these articles. I can't tell what's happening.
I can't tell what's happening either. And so we're not going to cover it. I mean, we can sort of stumble through it.
Let NBC cover it. I don't know. I've read it multiple times, and I'm like, I still don't know. It seems like they're worried about someone peddling influence, but I don't know. I kind of think that they're supposed to try to influence things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't figure it out, so I'm just not going to pass judgment.
I feel like that's sort of what every large corporation does in every large city and, well, hell, and even in the country. I mean, we have literal lobbyists going to Washington that are hired by big companies to get their way. It's just, that's how we've set things up. So now to call it out sort of seems, I don't know, a little two-faced. You know, oh, well, you got caught, so we're going to get out of here.
Yeah, so I can't cover that. And even if I read the story, I don't know. Something about selling in. There's so many. That's the other thing. There's so many things about it. Angel Stadium. Someone selling it to someone. There's only certain people who are involved. There's a cabal. There's a cadre. I don't know.
Well, okay? And the only relation to Disney, I mean, besides the fact that it's in Anaheim, is that like there's somebody, some Disney executive that is supposedly a go-between the city and then certain commercial interests. And then that's sort of where it is. That's sort of where it stops. It doesn't really sound like anything is untoward, right? Where it's like, oh, this person set up a meeting. Oh, no. Hold on. Disney is involved. It's like the news outlets, this is the LA Times, they each get a whiff of somebody involved in Disney. And it's like, whoa, headlines everywhere. Disney is involved in rigging whatever real estate deals for the people.
Yeah.
It's wild to me.
So,
but yeah, I think we should stay away from it.
Yeah, because we don't get it.
No, we're too smart. That's why. You know, we're too focused. We can't get, I don't know.
I'm going to stick to bumbling criminals and and silly mishaps.
Yeah, that's right. Anytime we can play the Benny Hill theme song underneath your news out in your news segment. That's what we'll do. Well, Jeremy, I don't know. What do you want to go first, dude?
Sure.
Or should I go first?
I don't know. We always say we're going to decide this before the show, and then we do it on the air.
I know. Well,
as though this is some sort of compelling content.
I'm just going to edit it out. It's fine. Who cares anymore? Yeah. You know what? Why don't I go first? How about that?
Go.
Did you ever see that movie Willow?
With the little guy?
Yes, with the little guy, yes.
Yes, I have seen that movie.
It's like from the 80s, I believe, right?
It was from the 80s. And he floated down a river in a basket.
Yes. Yes, remember? Very biblical. Yeah, I do remember. I barely remember that movie. I know I've seen it a couple times when I was a little guy. And
when I was little, I really liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of remember being okay with it, but it never stuck with me the way that it did to some other people. Because people, you reference Willow now, and people are like, oh my God, I love Willow. It is like the most formative. I'm not that person. I remember someone shooting arrows, and I don't know. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't really remember anything.
It was very medieval.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Almost like Robin Hood-esque in the way that it was portrayed. But apparently Disney Plus is bringing it back. They're rebooting it. I think we covered that news a little bit ago. But they've released a trailer. The first official teaser trailer for Willow. I think it looks pretty cool, man. I love Warwick Davis because he sort of has made a career out of playing like the same two characters. You know, where like he's Ewok. Or now he's Willow. Because he comes back for these things, right?
Well, who played Willow originally?
I think it was Warwick Davis. I think he was in Willow. I think he was the kid in Willow, right? Wasn't he?
Well, or
he was one
understand.
Of the things
Isn't,
in Willow?
Wouldn't this guy be like 90 years old by now?
Well, I don't know.
Willow's a very old movie.
Yeah, from the 80s. I mean, look, dude, he was in Return of the Jedi, which was in 1981. So he was acting then. I mean,
well, if it's the original actor, then I think that's even better.
It is.
I hope it's good. That movie that made me want to watch it.
It did? Okay.
It made me want to watch the original.
So do you remember the original enough to like link it back to some of the scenes they showed in the trailer?
No, I mean, I kind of, when they said like someone needs to be an empress, that kind of jogged my memory a bit. Like they were trying to, there was a baby, right? They were trying to make
I think
the
so.
Baby. Yeah. Like I really don't remember the storyline very much, but there were certain things in there that clicked.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it looks amazing. And I think this sort of like, I don't know, resurgence of like high fantasy movies, you know, cause we just had like the Wheel of Time on Amazon Prime. It sort of looked the same. And of course, Harry Potter, I think sort of ushered in a lot of these, maybe Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter at the same time, I think sort of drove this forward. I think we're seeing a lot of high fantasy, high concept looking, you know, fantasy things coming out. And, I like it. I think it looks great. I'm excited to watch it. I know nothing about the story. And I like Warwick Davis. I think he's funny. I think he's cool.
So is this going to be a new movie or is this going to be a series?
It's a series, as far as I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I'll tell you.
Willow is back.
Disney Plus unveiled their teaser trailer for Lucasfilm and Imagine Entertainment's Willow, which is an all-new live-action fantasy adventure series based on the classic 1988 feature film. Apparently, this was just released today at the Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim, which, of course, when you think of Star Wars, instantly your mind goes to Willow. So that's, you know, that's what happens.
I can't believe it's as recent as 88. I would have thought this was early 80s.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, because the few, like, scenes I can picture in my head or the few, like, you know, quote, screenshots in my mind are very, you know, not very drastic colors. Everything's sort of the same color tone and it's in the forest and it's like drab and sort of,
yeah,
I don't know, not really vibrant enough, but it premieres November 30th. It's an epic period fantasy series with a modern sensibility. What does this mean? This is from Walt Disney Company. I have no idea. What's a modern sensibility? I don't know. They're like conserving water.
Well, there were elements of it where you're like, oh God, this is going to get too Disney-fied. Like the girl goes, the world needs your magic now. It's like, that's not how they talked in Willow.
It features a diverse international cast. Kathleen Kennedy and Ron Howard are among the couple of the executive producers. And Kathleen Kennedy is heading up the Star Wars franchise. So what is she doing with her hands in the cookie jar for this? Yeah. I don't get it.
Come on, Kennedy. Get out of here.
Get out of here. The story began with an aspiring magician from a Nelwyn village and an infant girl destined, I don't know why I almost said destined, to unite the realms, who together helped destroy an evil queen and banish the forces of darkness. Now in a magical world where brownies, I love brownies, dude, like the fudgy kinds, you know? Anyway, yeah. Sorcerers, trolls, and other mystical creatures flourish. The adventure continues as an unlikely group of heroes sets off on a danger, blah, blah, blah. You can just write this thing where it's like, oh, this haphazard group of people who don't have any sort of chance at all to complete their mission somehow make it through. It's very Lord of the Rings sounding, but I don't know. I'll watch it. I think it sounds cool. New content. I'm always up for new content.
They should put the original Willow on Disney Plus to get everybody all jazzed up and ready.
I'm surprised it's not even on there, to be honest with you.
So is Willow a Lucasfilm property?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Sure. Let's say yes. I would imagine so.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to edit that question out because I don't know the answer.
Okay.
What do you got?
Help yourself in with the answer later.
Yeah.
And the answer is?
Yes, it is. Our friends at the 21st Amendment Brewery welcome the warmer weather with the release of their brand new hoppy pilsner, Coaster Pils. With a label that depicts a magical portal into an amusement park of flavors, Coaster Pils has a good time around every turn. Coaster Pils is wonderfully clear and bright with a beautiful straw color and tight white bubbles. It has a snappy flavor with crisp lines and wonderful citrus, tropical, hoppy flavors and aromas. Plus, at 5.4% ABV, it'll help you coast right through your day like only the 21st Amendment can. Coaster Pils, as well as our summertime favorite Hell or High Watermelon Wheat, are available wherever you find great craft beer. That's right. All right, Jerry, what do you got, buddy?
She dropped her Apple Watch in the living seas, and someone used it to go on a spree.
Someone gave it back with a bunch of disease. I read a little bit about the story. I'm excited to hear your take on it because I have a couple things to say about it too, but go ahead.
Woman was on board the ride Inside the Seas with Nemo and friends at Epcot. Of course, it's that we can't have it. It can't really be the Living Seas anymore. Now it has to be called The Seas with Nemo and his moron friends. But anyhow, that's a shame. But she was reportedly fiddling with her Apple Watch, and then the watch fell off and fell through the grating in the floor of the ride.
Oh, God.
Apple Watch.
Yeah.
The $1,300 Apple Hermes co-branded Apple Watch popped off her wrist, according to the guest.
Just popped off. Was she like flexing too hard or something? I don't mean.
Yes, she was showing her guns off.
Yeah.
The victim stated that her husband then leapt off the ride to try to retrieve the expensive piece of technology. Of course, that's a big no-no on a Disney attraction. This caused the attraction to be stopped. A cast member approached the couple in their ride car and told them they could not get off the ride. Like, you know, you just jump off here. So, you know, they said, we've got this fallen watch and there it is. We can see it through the grate. There it is. And the cast member basically said, like, well, we're going to get it for you, but it'll be returned to your room where they were staying at the Contemporary Resort. She said by the end of the day, or at the end of the day, it'll have been returned to your room, which I actually think is a pretty amazing thing that you can lose something and Disney's like, don't worry, it'll be at your room.
Yeah. Nice. Good for them.
When that works out. When the victim returned to the hotel, she proceeded to guest services, but was told the watch was not there. Hadn't turned up. As the guest claimed to have several credit cards linked to her Apple wallet on the Apple Watch, she filed an in-person incident report rather than the usual just online lost and found claim. Because normally if you lose something, sunglasses, whatever it is, you just you have to go on the – there is no phone number for lost and found. You have to go on the web.
Okay. That makes sense.
And submit a form.
Yeah.
But I think this, when it's more serious, this is, becomes like an incident report rather than just a, I lost something.
Okay.
Following morning, she claimed to have received a fraud alert on her Amex that had been linked to the watch. The Amex was apparently a no-limit credit card, which I didn't know existed.
Yeah. I didn't know existed either. But I guess, you know, if you have enough money, you can get a no-limit credit card. I don't know. Very weird. Like the doors that you never knew existed open up when you have enough money.
How much are you putting on a credit card? What would you put on it? Oh, you know what? That's $1 million. Give me the credit card. Like, that's not how we deal with money.
Yeah.
I think it's very weird that you would need a no limit credit card.
I agree. I think that, well, first of all, I think nobody needs a no limit, but it's definitely for people, I think, going on vacations, you know, where it's like, this is my vacation card. And, you know, I just don't want to hassle with a $25,000 limit because I got the money to pay it off. So whatever, you know, who cares?
Okay. Yeah, I guess maybe if you're like chartering a yacht for a week, you need a lot of money. It's a couple hundred thou or something probably. So,
right.
So anyhow, the Amex had no credit limit. The victim told police that she then proceeded to receive a number of additional fraud alerts on her credit cards that ended up totaling approximately $40,000 altogether. That's how many fraud alerts came through.
This is wild to me. This is a wild story.
That's a lot of popcorn buckets. Actually, the way the prices are going, it's actually not that many popcorn buckets these days.
Yeah.
She did shut down the credit cards linked to the watch, which was a smart move, but we don't know when. So we don't know how long, you know, how many credit card fraud activity there was before she said, maybe I should shut these off. But even still, whether it was before or after, it's unlikely she would be on the hook for any of those charges. All you have to do is say it's fraud. And they pretty much just, especially Amex, they're amazing. They just sort of like, okay, it's not you. She did express an interest with the Orange County Sheriff's Office in prosecuting whomever rang up the phony charges. Orange County Sheriff's told her to research the charges so authorities could track where the card was used. We don't know where that was. We don't have a list of any of those charges. Now, there's a website called 9to5mac.com. Because this involved an Apple Watch, they reported on the story.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, they do a thing where they're like, 9to5mac's take.
Uh-huh.
And here's what they said in the closing paragraph. This is the author writing in the first person. This entire situation feels a bit suspicious. And this person, again, is talking in the first person, says, I have worked on a ride in Epcot at Disney before. And if a guest lost a non-essential item like an Apple Watch, we'd leave it there where it is and ask them to retrieve it at the end of the day. Where could this watch have gone from underneath this floor grate? Also, how could the thief gain access to her Apple Pay? Which this was my question, because the minute an Apple Watch leaves your skin, it locks. It knows when it's off your wrist.
Huh.
So unless she had like a very guessable code.
Like 1234 or something like that.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Unless you can get the code, you can't use that. It's auto locks. So I don't know how this happened.
That's sort of what
a very guessable code.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But I also don't. It seems to me like Apple has enough technology where you could just turn your phone off from your computer or whatever. Or turn your watch off.
You can, because you can go to your iPhone and you can go to find my device. And then you can say, put it in lost mode. I don't know if you can do it for a watch, but I would imagine you can. You can do it you can do it with a desktop. So
why not? Right?
Yes, it's all very suspicious.
I think so too. A couple of things. Number one, I don't believe that a cast member is going to go on a shopping spree within the parks, especially if it can be linked back to that person because they were working on the ride. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's an easily traceable thing. You're not going to go spend all the $40,000 of someone else's money fraudulently at your work. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Right, right.
But also, she has a no limit credit card. Why is she committing fraud? I guess rich people are sort of like that too. Remember when like that big case when like Winona Ryder like was stealing a bunch of stuff?
Oh yeah,
she was doing shoplifting. Yeah. Celebrities sort of do that. Not that this person's a celebrity, but like Winona Ryder's pretty well off. She was at the time. I'm sure she's even more so now. But you know what I mean? Like it does happen. People, you see it all the time. I can afford the thing. I just don't want to pay for it. So I'm going to steal a thing. So I wonder if it's a little bit of that too, where it's like, oh, here's my excuse now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know, man. It does sound fraudulent. Once I heard the story, I was like, okay, $1,300 watch, unlimited credit card. and $40,000 worth of fraud. Also, what are you buying for $40,000? How much can you spend in what, maybe half a day, maybe three quarters of a day, right? What right. are you spending? $40,000, what are you buying? I mean, you can go to like the Art of Disney or like the Disney Gallery or whatever, and you can buy like a piece for $5,000 or something like that of art. But like, what do you, what else, what?
Maybe they hightailed it over to the Vineland Premium Outlets and bought a lot of clothes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm assuming it's all in it's all at the resort, and maybe it's not.
Right. I don't know. I think I could figure out $40,000 in pretty quickly.
You could?
Sure.
And then also, none of these places and all of the places, I'm assuming there are multiple places that these people went to fraudulently, quote unquote, nobody asked for ID.
I don't know. I don't know how an Apple Watch works. Do you need it or do you just go like,
well, you just,
I have it. Notice I have one. Don't know how it works.
But I mean, have you ever been carded? Like if you want to use Apple Pay, then no one ever cards you, like, gets your ID or anything like that?
I don't know. I don't use Apple Pay.
Yeah, neither. I've never. I have like a, you know, one of those cards where like you tap on the thing, but it's like for groceries. I would imagine if it's five digits or more, you're going to get carded. You have ID for that. Yeah, you don't tap for a.
You don't buy a Tesla and just tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah, I have an Apple Watch. I don't know any features of it other than that it's a clock.
And it's fancy.
It does tell me how my steps it tracks, and I do like it for tracking my workouts. Like when I'm running and I, you know, I'm doing if I'm training for a race or whatever, that I find it really handy for that. That's my primary reason for having it. It will, like, you know, sometimes I'm at the airport, you're in the bathroom, and it's like beep beep, your plane is boarding, and you're like, oh, better get out of here.
I better get out of here. You're just lounging in the bathroom, hanging out.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you get you just get lost in your phone.
Sure. Yeah, that's absolutely sure. The other thing that sticks out at me is that these people are clearly wealthy, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to pay for any of these fraudulent charges, but they're going to try to prosecute the people who did. Can you leave these people alone? I mean, I understand, like, you know, you broke the law or whatever, but, like, do we really need, if this happens to be true, and if, you know, somebody getting these fraudulent charges or whatever, they're probably not that well off. They're not as well off as you to have a $1,300 watch and an unlimited, a non-limit credit card. Do we really need to prosecute them beyond the, you know, I don't know. I feel like you got all your stuff back. You got your watch back. I don't know.
I think she did get the watch back.
Oh, really? I didn't. Oh, I don't know.
You don't know where that is.
That's true, I guess.
Well, of course you prosecute someone who commits grand larceny. Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's something for like the DA or the cops to do. But like this person's like, I'm going to push for the fullest extent of the because they got put out because they had to cancel some credit cards. I don't know. I feel like letting the law run its course is enough rather than saying I'm going to push for really be focused in on making sure this person pays. It's like it doesn't do any damage to you. All you have to do is cancel your credit cards. You lose your watch. You can clearly afford it. It's fine. Who cares? Move on.
Right. But then this person can go out and do it to someone else. Like if they get away with it with no consequences, they're going to do this to the next person.
Well, I mean, you know, beyond what the cops are doing, right? I mean, sure, they'll get caught and get arrested. But I also thought it was funny that like the sheriff's department's like, well, you track down where everything was and then let us know. And then maybe we can do something about it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would want the person prosecuted.
Yeah.
It's not yours. It's mine. Don't touch it. That's how I feel.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
All right, that's it. What over to you, big boy.
We got to work on your nicknames, man. Here's one of my fun little updates. I got a couple things coming to Disneyland. We've talked, I don't know if we talked on this show or one of the other shows, about all the work that's going on Tarzan's Treehouse. Disney has said they're retheming it, but the current rumor mill is churning out that it's going to be themed to Encanto. But Disney's like, look, we're not going to tell you, but they're changing the entrance to the treehouse to let more people through that area.
Okay.
Well, apparently,
here's the thing I don't get though.
Yeah.
Disney doesn't hold anything back. Like, they don't have, there's no secrets anymore. What is this? We're not telling you. I don't get, where does that come in? Every time they pick a new carpet swatch at Epcot, it's a social media post. Every time Zach Ridley paints a wall, I got to look at it on Instagram. But we're retheming a whole original attraction. It's like, we're not telling you. Everything this company does is nonstop updates. So this is so out of character. I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, I agree as well. So here's a picture of now where Tarzan's treehouse, almost said Thompson's treehouse, like that's the thing. This is where Tarzan's treehouse used to be. You see the facade right there, or even, you know, the little, you know, cute boards that they have up, like it's just we threw this up real quick. But anyway, and so you can clearly see walking down, there's the building for Pirates. There's the Pirates show building right there. And, you know, like the that little cafe or whatever is right next door, right next to Bengal Barbecue. It's like that's where you are right there looking right down the pipe. And it used to be the Tarzan's treehouse with like the Jabba the Hutt sculpture on the side. We covered it several years ago. And I don't know. That's it. That's the update. Tarzan's treehouse is still not open. We still don't really know what it's going to be. I hope it's not Encanto. I have a feeling it's going to be, because they've already said that this is our next franchise. And blah, blah, blah.
What's her name? The lady who said everybody's fat. She said recently at some event, like, that Encanto's coming to the parks, but she didn't, you know, of course, suddenly they're mum about everything.
I don't know.
This is new Disney that doesn't tell us anything.
But then they do at the same time. Yeah, it's very right. Weird. They just want to tell us before it leaks, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. But I thought this was pretty interesting. It's just a different vibe. And I think it sort of takes away a little bit from the closed in feel that Adventureland has, you know, because it's like you walk up I can't remember. It was like a spirally sort of staircasey thing. And then there was like a rope bridge to go over to the actual John. That's not there anymore. And I don't know. I feel like Adventureland was very much barricaded in, you know, it was like the slice. And once you pass the treehouse, you know, you're in New Orleans Square. But now, just, I don't know, it sort of transitions, and I don't like that. I don't like New Orleans Square transitioning into anything. It needs to be just hard stop, because they're so different. They're such different vibes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, duly noted. I want to interject here, because you showed in that photograph, I realized the building in the background is not the Haunted Mansion, but the architecture reminds me of it, because it's New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
And I just thought I would throw this out there that Shop Disney, the app where you can buy Shop Disney. You
know, wait, what? Interesting name. Hold on a second. Yeah.
listed for sale, you know, Department 56, all the little light up Christmas village houses that they do, the Dickens Village, and people put them out in their houses, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have a Haunted Mansion light up model.
Oh, wow.
That's like a decoration for your house. I was like, this is so cool. I have to get it. So I went on, because someone posted on Twitter, like, oh, it's on Shop Disney. Go get it. I was like, done. Where do I give the money? Where do I do it? Where do I tap my Apple Watch?
Where do I tap this lady's Apple Watch?
Oh, but it's $300.
Is that the one that you texted me?
Did I text it to you?
I think so. That I said that it looks like something you would order off Wish.com?
No. Oh. That... That's an just a Christmas ornament that they're selling at over in New Orleans Square of
Shop
the
Disney
Haunted Mansion. But this is like has a light bulb in it. You plug it in. It's neat.
Department 56.
Yes, correct.
I'm gonna look this up, dude.
Look it up.
Oh, good gravy, brother. Yeah, that's cool.
I have some other ones. I have some ones from Liberty Square, from Department 56. But I think I paid like $15 on eBay, not $300. It is breathtaking.
That looks cool. It's on Amazon also, by the way, you guys, for $283. No, that looks amazing. It looks very cool. Although it looks, I don't know, looks sort of dull.
Oh God. I like that it's a Halloween decoration. Oh, $283. Now that's getting a little closer.
Yeah, that's right. You got the little pumpkins up there and everything like that. Like we have, we have the Nightmare Before Christmas village layover haunted mansion.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
I didn't know you had that.
Yeah, we have a couple of those things. You know, you get on eBay every now and then, you see a good price, and you pay for it. But yeah, it's pretty neat. But yeah, that looks great.
It feels a little pricey.
I think
maybe someday, but Stephen Byrne in the chat says $300 doesn't sound too bad. So he might be swiping that up. And here you go, Stephen, $283 on Amazon.
You know, I guess the colors for me are like sort of muted and too earth tony. And I don't know. It's okay. I wouldn't buy it. It looks cool, but it's not for me. How about that?
All right.
Another update to the park. Speaking of New Orleans Square and the Pirates show building, Pirates of the Caribbean will be reopening. They finally have a reopening date for that ride, and it will be July 1st. And apparently this comes from the Disneyland app itself, which shows the refurbishment ending on June 30th. So there you go. Closed on March 14th. It'll reopen July 1st.
Just in time for the holiday weekend traffic.
Exactly. Yes, exactly right. All right, let's take a quick break, Jeremy. We're going to come back, punch through some more news, and then we're going to get out of here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on, everybody. This is Ears Up In Depth. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In Depth, reporting Disney news that's probably not made up.
All right, welcome back, everybody. All right, Jared, what do you got for us, buddy? Lay it down. Lay it down like that funky bass line we just heard.
Her drinking at the T-Rex Cafe got a little wild, and she ended up in the hospital without her child.
Wow.
This is Rosanna, bad. Rosanna Nancy Mezzarina Mezza, 42, of Clearwater, Florida, was recently arrested for child neglect.
Oh, God.
After she allegedly got so drunk at the T-Rex Cafe at Disney Springs that she ended up being taken to the hospital without her minor child. Or did you ever notice in England, they don't say to the hospital, they go taken to hospital.
Yeah, and honestly, I love that about England. I love that about how the English speak.
Yeah.
Where they
we
just
should
drop
put you in hospital.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're going hospital.
I like it. Mezzarina and her son went to the T-Rex Cafe in April, where she ordered two Grey Goose vodka drinks during her time there, according to the arrest report.
Not bad. But anytime your drink amount is noted on an arrest report, that's pretty bad.
Well, there's more. Within 30 minutes of arriving, she asked staff at the restaurant if she could leave her son there for a minute so she could go back to her car and get her credit card. I get, like, I don't know, a little weird, but okay.
No, no, you can't.
She came back. So it's like, okay, you're back. But then right away again, she said the same thing. She goes, can I leave my son here while I go get my credit card? And they're like, what? And the second time she didn't come back. Reedy Creek first responders at the Lime Garage at Disney Springs, which is why I always park in the Orange Garage, by the way. Never Lime.
Why?
Lime is for losers.
Is
Orange
it?
Garage is where it's at.
Why? Is one closer?
I just think it's easier to get to.
Okay.
From where I live. Like, if you live somewhere else, Lime's probably better, but there is, like, a whole, like, Lime Garage versus Orange Garage thing down there.
Of course there is.
And I'm so Team Orange. Anyhow, Reedy Creek responders at the Lime Garage at Disney Springs took her to hospital in celebration for being severely intoxicated. Intoxicated. When authorities found her at the hospital, she was sleepy and didn't ask for her child, though she did mention to first responders that brought her there that she had lost her son.
Hmm.
Apparently they ignored that and said, well, whatever, we're taking you to hospital. The child told police that he and his mother had spent the day at the Hilton Orlando before going to the T-Rex restaurant. When she went to the car and was taken to the hospital, she had left her fanny pack back with the kid in the restaurant, and inside of it, they found receipts for five other double Grey Goose vodka drinks that she had purchased earlier in the day.
Wow. Party animal.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for her child. I mean, especially after like the third Grey Goose drink, you're like, okay.
It's like, oh God, mom's on another bender again.
Yeah.
It is actually very sad. But I'm having fun reporting it. This wasn't the first time the little boy had been left on his own. It never is, right? Like,
no.
You know, this is this kid's life.
Yeah, you're never going to catch it in the bud where it's like, oh, the first one is pretty bad. Okay, well, then now we made sure that this will never happen again. No, everything's slow build up to this point.
Before all the today, when she ordered these five Grey Gooses, she was a fine mother. He told authorities when he stayed with his mom on Wednesdays and weekends, she occasionally left him alone to work driving taxis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Makes me feel great. I can't wait to hail a taxi in Clearwater, Florida.
Well, you know what? What's weird about that is, you know, there's clearly a custody issue. Wednesdays, weird. And then weekends. Why does she have custody of her child when she has to work? Shouldn't that's, you know what I mean? That seems odd, but you know,
she's probably not working. That's probably what she tells the kid.
Oh, I gotta go drive a cab. Don't tell your dad or where, I mean, where's the kid the other times? I don't know. Just there's the weird lines of communication are weird.
I'm not sure, but she does live in Clearwater, which I believe is also where that religion is. The one that Leah Remini is always talking about.
Oh, Scientology.
They're over that way.
Oh, wow.
It's like their big headquarters. So I kind of want to go over there. But not if this one, not if Nancy Maria Menzina is driving around on the roads. I'm not going anywhere near there.
I'm surprised she just doesn't bring her kid into the cab with her, if she's really driving a cab, right? That just seems like, this lady seems like that's what she would do. I'll just bring my kid, you know, five, 6 hours working. Hey,
you don't mind.
You have three people in your party? I can't fit you in my car. I got my kid.
I have my kid and also my Grey Gooses.
It's my weekend with my kid.
She had pleaded not guilty to child neglect and is being held in Orange County Jail. This is not Mezzarina's first brushing with the law. She is currently on felony probation in Clearwater for child neglect until 2024. So already for child neglect, and her probation includes a requirement that she is not near bars or alcohol. Why, you ask? Her previous offense, as it would happen, also took place at the T-Rex Cafe. She loves this place. Who goes to the T-Rex Cafe, first of all? I've been there once. It was in 2011. I haven't gone back. took place at the T-Rex Cafe back in January. So she seems to go there quarterly. She took her son to celebrate his birthday.
Oh, sure.
This poor kid is like the... It's like, hey, it's your birthday. What bar do you want me to drink at?
Like, you love dinosaurs, right? Let's go.
She took her son to celebrate his birthday. She was arrested that evening for a DUI, driving her Ford F-150 pickup truck going 34 miles an hour on I-4 with no lights on.
Oh, God.
I swear I've driven behind this woman. No one drives with the lights on in Florida.
Really?
You just see like yellow lights going down, like, and you're like, oh, there's a car. Like, he forgets to turn their lights on.
I always have mine on auto.
Well, yeah.
My cars have had auto headlights since like 2005. I don't.
My car does not. Well, my car has the auto option, but I don't use it. I don't.
Right. Well, how else are you going to fit in?
I don't know. I don't trust things like that.
Oh, my God.
Obviously. Yeah. I'm so weird. Anyway, so they pulled her over. They're like, what is this big truck going creeping down the interstate with no lights on? They pulled her out. She failed the sobriety test and she had the kid in the car. So then that was child neglect. That was just in January. She's already back at the T-Rex 3 months later ordering those double Grey Gooses again.
God.
You know it's trouble. So I don't know what's going to happen to her now.
Yeah, so. I don't know. That kid needs somebody who cares.
I know we're laughing about it, but I actually do feel it's like she's funny. Like this, I love a calamity, but like there's actually a real victim here, and it's this poor child, and I feel really my heart goes out to him.
That's too bad, man. That's too bad.
How is that kid gonna succeed? Like he has got no chance.
Right? There's no chance. This child has zero chance to have a fulfilling life. You know, we're talking about therapy beforehand, before the show. There's no way this child needs therapy for abandonment issues. 100%.
I know. Feel I hope the dad's like, yeah. better.
I mean, doesn't sound like it, because you know, it's like if you have, I mean, I grew up with divorced parents. So like custody was a big thing, and you know, figuring out who had me when, and, oh, you've got to work and we got to swap weekends and whatever. It just, even that in and of itself can be traumatic for a child, right. But it sounds like the parents aren't communicating, and, or the mom isn't saying what's going on in my life, but then the child isn't saying, oh yeah, you know, mom leaves me alone while she goes to work or whatever. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't really seem like anybody cares that much to ask what's up with this kid.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
I wonder if she met the dad at the T-Rex cafe.
Oh, and she's trying to recapture that magic.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. That's my other story.
Okay, here's a longish one, but you know, I feel like a lot of the show is a lot of the news today is very opinion focused, which I like. I'm excited about it. I like opinion focused shows, and this one it's interesting. I don't know. It's an Inside the Magic article, so it's written very messily, but the focus is basically here's the headline, by the way: Disney's rising prices sticks family with $8,480 bill. So right away, I'm like,
this is the thing, people. Don't make me defend Disney. They didn't stick. It's not like you're getting stuck with a bill is when someone comes in and they're like, a round of champagne for everybody, and then hand you the bill. That's getting stuck with the bill. But Disney didn't do that. Disney posts the prices.
That's exactly why I clicked on it, because I'm like, okay, first of all, here we go. ITM, here we go again.
Is that who this is?
Yeah. So I knew right away. I was like, okay,
right.
Disney doesn't stick you with bills. The same thing you just said. It's not like you just go do the thing and then after the fact you go, what? It costs this? Well, I refuse to pay. No, you know, you buy in advance, so you know what's going on.
Right.
This is comes from the Daily Mail UK. And just as an aside, the headline from the Daily Mail is the priciest place on earth. Family of four hit with $8,400 tab for 5-day Disney vacation. You know, blah, blah, blah. Hit with tab. I mean, it's sort of the same language, but Daily Mail is a sensationalist publication. So it's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same language. They just use tab instead of bill. And then the person was so shocked that they had to get taken to hospital.
Right. But ITM decided to make it even more sensationalist and hit with, and said, sticks family with this bill, mm-hmm. which seems much more aggressive, right?
Okay, fair.
So anyway, blah, 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 blah. Middle-class families are feeling priced out of the magic, with one family of four from New Jersey, Jeremy, Dirty Jers representing, telling Fox News Digital that they were shocked by their bill after a Disney World vacation they took recently. So again, even in that phrasation, you're not shocked by your bill. It's not a package. It's all a right. cart, bro. Like you choose to select the things that you're buying. You don't have a tab. You don't have a bill.
Yeah, you don't get to the end and they're like, all right, let's see the damage.
Yeah, I know. Let's ring you up. It's not like supermarket right. sweep. The family claimed that they spent $200 for transportation to the park since the shuttle from the airport is gone. $200 for transport.
How many people were in the family?
Four.
It does depend on when you land. I have seen Ubers from the airport as much as $200.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah. But that was months ago. It seems to have sort of settled down lately.
Okay. They spent about $2,500 for park hopper tickets for 5 days at the resort, meaning they could visit. Okay, we know what park hopper means. Thanks, bro. Mm-hmm. Staying at the resort cost them another $3,780, they said, and once inside the park. Disney's new service, Genie Plus, costs around $300. So already we know what the costs of goods are going into this. We bought the tickets, we bought the transportation, we bought the hotel rooms, right? Like, things are adding up. You know exactly how much it's going to cost. Also, you know how much money you're going to be spending when you go into a trip. Most people, I think, have a budget. Well, let's see how much it'll cost to go to Disney World. Whoa, hotel rooms are this much? Okay, well, so now we have to figure that into our spending or whatever. You know what I mean? You're never, right. Nobody is ever surprised at the grand total of a vacation anywhere. Because it's right. That's not the nature of vacations. That's not how
you
it works.
You know that up front.
Yeah.
As an aside, I'm going to tell you a little tidbit. A friend of mine who works for Disney told me this. What's been happening is, and this isn't happening to everyone, but at the moment, when you book a Disney vacation, you can add Genie Plus on when you book your vacation. That's changing. It's going to be that you have to buy it the day of when you're there. But now you can book it in advance. Well, what was happening is people were booking their vacation and it's like, oh, do you want Genie Plus? Like, yeah, you know, you took all the stuff, you're done. Then they get there. They don't remember that they already bought Genie Plus and they're buying it again. People are getting double dipped on this Genie Plus.
Wow.
Or they just don't realize they have it. They don't realize they have it, and maybe they didn't use it for a day or something. So it's a whole thing. Now they've changed it. Now at Disney World, if you're staying in a hotel, you can only book it the day of. It's always been like that for pass holders. So I actually was like, I didn't know that was a thing because I'm just a pass holder, so I always have to book it the day of. But these hotel guests were able to book in advance. Apparently,
that's wild. Anyhow,
little tidbit.
The family also spent $950 on sit down meals. Souvenirs cost them $700.
$950 on meals for how many days?
It doesn't say. No, 5 days, excuse me. 5 days, they spent $950 on sit-down meals.
That's not that much for a family of four to eat for $190 average a meal? I don't know.
Well, how many meals? I mean, how many meals are they eating? At least dinner.
So if it's more than one meal a day, that's $190 a day. If it's more than one meal a day, it's less than $190. I don't think that's that bad.
No, you figure average is probably $20-$30. I like how it's sit down meals. Like, I don't know. It makes it sound like it's more elegant than it really is. Like, okay, so I have a resin table that I'm sitting at with like a pigeon waiting to pick at my crumbs when I drop them. You know what I mean? It's not that, I don't know, churchy. Yeah, well, it doesn't need to be that.
Pizza Rizzo. Yeah.
And then $700 on souvenirs. That's a lot of scratch. The completed trip cost $8,480, not including airfare. I feel like Disney is pricing people out. This is the coup de grace. This is the coup de Gracie of this entire article, right? I feel like Disney is pricing people out, said one member of the family. Quote, can the average American family really afford this? Says the family that just came back from affording the trip. I mean,
right.
So I guess you're not average. You're above average.
Yeah, maybe they don't consider themselves average.
They're from Jersey. Everybody's average in Jersey. That's why you moved to Florida. To get out of that. To really let yourself, you know, grow. Yeah, I don't know, man. And it's like, can the average American family really afford this? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the parks are super crowded. And yes, of course they can. But it's just weird to be complaining to Fox News Digital somehow. I don't even know where that pipeline came, you know, to fruition, right? But like, you spend this money in advance. By the time you're at the parks, you've already gotten your credit card bill for half of it, right? You already know what's going on. And then what, you get online and then harp about it and complain about how expensive it was. If it's too expensive, then don't go. If you're shocked at the prices, then don't go.
Right.
But we don't need to hear about it. We don't need to hear about it.
Go to Cape May, Jersey.
Yeah, Cape May. She's cool.
Cape May is the nice beach town in the south of Jersey. It's very beautiful. Or go to Wildwood. Go to Seaside Heights, Jersey. Stay where you belong.
See, there you go. Another announcement, Jeremy, this is not in Disneyland proper, but it's Disneyland Paris. And yeah, today the Disney Parks revealed a July 20th opening date for the highly anticipated Avengers Campus at Walt Disney Studios Park.
Highly anticipated. I'm not anticipating anything.
Along with showcasing everything coming to the land, Disneyland Paris also revealed some exciting details about the new roller coaster Avengers Assemble Flight Force. And there is a sneak preview. It's 2 minutes long. You know, I want us to listen to it at least, or to watch it. And I don't know if I'll leave it in the pod or not. We'll see. It depends on when I listen back to this tomorrow, if it's too boring. But I think it's good information. I do like talking about it. And what is this crap? Oh, wait. There we go.
Look at her face.
All right. Here we go.
This is it, recruits. The moment you've been waiting for. It's just around the corner with the opening this summer of Avengers Campus. I'm Beth Clapperton, art director at Walt Disney Imagineering Paris. And my mission is to give you a taste of what awaits you at Avengers Campus. It's really a unique place like you've never seen before. You'll be able to live your own story amongst Iron Man, Captain Marvel, Black Panther, and others. There's a surprise at every corner. You'll never know who you might bump into. First stop is the Worldwide Engineering Brigade, also known as WEB. Team up with Spidey and shoot your own webs to help capture the out-of-control spider bots before they wreak havoc on the campus. The cool kids that are running the place are organizing an open house day, and you'll be able to discover the latest inventions that they've been working on. My spider sense is telling me that you might get to see a familiar face amongst them.
Hey guys, I'm here at Walt Disney Imagineering working on the new Spider-Man attraction at the Avengers Campus at Disneyland Paris. I can't wait for you guys to experience this.
I love Tom Holland and his South London accent.
Flight Force at the brand new Avengers headquarters for a thrilling and high-speed chase across the galaxy and help us save our planet with none other than Iron Man and Captain Marvel.
Hi, Brie Larson here. I am so excited to be reprising my role as Captain Marvel for a super thrilling attraction at Disneyland Paris in the new Avengers Campus opening this summer. Get ready to go higher, further, faster.
And you'll definitely not want to miss out on the opportunity for a session at the training center where you can exercise alongside Spider-Man and Iron Man.
Who cares? I want to exercise.
After all this action, you might want to take a break and recharge. From Pym Kitchen to Stark Factory, you'll have plenty of choices to refuel and enjoy delicious treats. From heroic counters to the action-packed adventures, prepare to be a part of the bigger universe this summer at Avengers Campus.
All right, well, whatever. There you go. Number one, I just got to say, because I like to really, you know, crap on a lot of things. I love her. I think Beth should be in every video. I think she was engaging. She had emotion. She had pitch into an inflection in her voice. It was great. I think it was a great presentation.
She wasn't Disney-fied, like,
yes.
Oh, you must have met Gaia. Oh my God. Like, it was just kind of, yeah, she was just excited presenting it.
Yeah, or like Kim Irvine, where she's like, I really, it's a pattern. A lot of these, yeah. A lot of these Imagineers, I mean, you know, and it's not their fault. They're not necessarily like front of the camera sort of people. But you think of creatives as sort of outgoing people in general, just, and definitely they're not. But like, if they're not, don't put them in front of the camera. Whenever Kim Irvine's on, she's just like, oh, she's like, I can't take it, because there's just like, it's a flat line. But this lady was great. Beth is rules, dude. I love
arrest.
Her. Yeah.
Brie Larson, is that the name of the actress?
Yes.
And now, did she say reprising her role?
Yes.
Isn't it reprise?
No. Reprise?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you reprise your role. You don't reprise.
I've always heard it as reprise, so I don't know. But when her, with her part, that was the most emotion I have ever seen on her face as Captain Marvel. She just, that movie was so terrible because she's so cardboard. She's so boring to watch on TV. It hurts your eyes to watch. But here she actually seemed like a human being, and that's cool. And I always love hearing Tom Holland because I always forget that he's English.
Shows that he's in, is he have an American accent?
Yeah, he's Spider-Man. You've never seen the new Spider-Mans with Tom Holland? Oh, they're great. They're cute, man. He's great. He does fumbling success very well.
I saw
he's
one,
like Mr.
but
Bean
it was with someone by the name of Tobey Maguire, I believe.
Yep, Tobey Maguire. Yep. That was okay.
Yeah,
those are fine.
One.
Those are good. But yeah, yeah, man, you know, anyway, Tom Holland loved it. So that's what's going on at Disneyland Paris. There's going to be some new stuff happening. And people online, you know, I looked up what's going on Twitter when Disney announced this.
I just feel like that video didn't show me anything. Like, I saw buildings.
Yeah, basically. I mean, the announcement has, like, some concept art.
Come see our buildings we made, web. That's the thing. That's all I remember is the sign that says web. Oh, I guess they were, like, in a ride vehicle, like, moving their arms.
Yeah, but that's the Spider-Man, you know, web slingers that sort of already out there. Disney Parks Twitter, we're sharing an exclusive look at the two action-packed attractions coming to Marvel Adventures Campus at Disney Paris. Blah, blah, blah. It's just concept art. The first tweet is, that Spider-Man ride is terrible. You should be ashamed to call yourself Imagineers, since that ride clearly lacks any imagination. 4 likes. Johnny Cimino says, Avengers Campus has been open for a year in California, and there has been no discernible progress towards opening the second new ride, Quinjet attraction. Characters in the land have been scaled down since opening as well. Hardly ever gets any new merch. The land is malnourished.
Malnourished. It does feel like all Disney does is put models of, like, space vehicles in front of buildings now.
You know? It's true.
Like, every time they, like, there's always just, like, a space vehicle outside, and we're supposed to be excited about that.
Just like, wow.
Stop that.
Yeah. Well, ever since Star Tours, I guess, in, you know, Hollywood Studios.
It has a vehicle outside?
Yeah.
I know it's got those big things.
Yep, those are vehicles, man. Georgie says, what about at California Adventures? The land needs new rides. Well, I mean, it just got like 3 new rides, but that's fine. Yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. So people are not necessarily super excited to hear that Disneyland Paris, or at least they're not as excited as Disney wants us to be, that Disneyland Paris is getting new content. But you know what? You can sort of assume that's going to happen anyways. That's like all we do as fans, where it's like, oh, Shanghai gets this. Why can't we have it? Why don't we get it first? And it's like, every park maybe is like that. I don't know. It's weird.
Everybody always sees what they're not getting. And then no one's happy that they have Harmonious.
Sounds like you're not happy that we have Harmonious.
I'm not happy about it at all.
Oh, man.
You guys can have it. I'll trade you World of Color for Harmonious.
Well, I don't know if I would like that either, man.
You don't watch either one of them. You wouldn't care.
Yeah. No, I don't. That's the thing, man. I don't have a dog in this fight. I really don't care at all about anything with
the nighttime
spectaculars.
I would give up all the rides.
Really?
I'd give up all the rides just to have good nighttime spectaculars.
That's weird to me. That's all I got, Jared. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it was great. I think we covered a lot of things, a lot of nice things.
I think so, too.
And they're making fun of me in the chat about how I talk about Tobey Maguire.
Why? What did you say to him?
They just quoted me as like someone by the name of Tobey Maguire. It was good. I liked it. I feel informed.
Oh, that's good. That's important. I think you should feel informed. Yeah, you check out the Tom Holland Spider-Man. I can't say that you'll like it because I don't know what you like and what you don't like. But Tom Holland did very good. When I heard that they were recasting Spider-Man again, I'm like, come on, dude. Can we just give this a break? But I think
I like
he's the best one. You like Superman?
Yeah, but not the new ones. I like the originals.
With Christopher
Reeve?
And
then I like Superman Returns from 2006.
I don't know.
I don't like this guy. Who's the British guy that's Superman? Henry Cavill.
Uh-huh.
I like those ones.
Henry Cavill? No.
Cavill.
Cavill, whatever.
I don't like those.
First
ones.
Of all, what
he
is...
He should put in hospital.
First of all, what is with... First of all, let me turn this music off. What is with these English actors coming over to play American superheroes? You have Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine. Tom Holland.
He's not British.
Huh?
He's not British.
Hugh Jackman?
He's an Australian, I think.
Same thing. Doesn't matter. Okay? You have Tom Holland, Spider-Man. Henry Cavill, Superman, Loki, even though he's not American. But you know what I mean? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't really care about that. I just want the movies to be good, and they're not.
Thor! He's an Australian guy. All these foreigners coming over here with these funky accents, hiding them, maybe, perchance. I don't know.
Well, that's their craft.
I don't know. We need an anti-accent league or something like that.
British people are better actors.
They definitely are.
Look at American actors.
They're not better. Sometimes they can be really deeper because it's like English soccer players are better because at like 4 years old, they're into the academy. You know what I mean? And the Brits have a long history of having these really elegant and thorough, basically training schools. You know what I mean? And so they're in performance art schools from like 10 and up.
Yeah.
Anytime you see a really good British actor, you like look their Wikipedia like, oh, okay. Tom Collins. What is his name? Tom Holland? Tom Collins? Whatever his name is. Spider-Man. He went to one of those things. It's like an acting academy. I mean, and here it's like Juilliard, I guess, you know, or we don't really have, I don't know. It's like if you're in LA, yeah, you can go, you know, get on Craigslist and go to like Bob's House of Acting for like 40 classes. And then, you know, maybe you'll get a Crest commercial. I don't know.
Like all of our actors come from waiting tables at Ponderosa. I don't know. It's not the same. It's so strange. And like all of our actors are just like, so they just take selfies all day. They're no good.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just feel like American actors are no good.
Why? Because you don't watch it. Well, first of all, Leo, you can't tell me Leo's not good. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but he's not getting cast in any of this stuff now.
He's acting. He's still working. Brad Pitt. Fantastic. Everything Brad Pitt does is phenomenal.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah. Well, you're wrong about that. He's like the highlight of every role he's ever
in. But you're pulling in older generation actors. I'm talking about people who are the age of Tom Holland and Henry Cavill. Like, who is a good actor from this generation?
Tom Holland? No, wait. Yeah.
American.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of this off the top of my head.
I can't really either, so.
Cool. Way to burn out the show. All right. We're out of here, everybody.
We really ended on a fart.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I really appreciate it. We're going to be going live next Thursday. The show is to be determined. I don't know. Got some emails going back and forth. I got some cool stuff planned for you no matter what. But yeah, I don't know why I said that. I'm too open and honest.
Wait, you got a show next Thursday?
Yeah.
You don't know what the topic is?
I have no idea.
Wait, am I around? What am I doing next Thursday?
I don't know.
I could probably do a show.
Yeah, if you want to. Here, hold on.
I could turn a Spectra Time segment into a show. It won't be very long, but I have one that's almost done.
I'm actually going to cut all of it. I don't know. See, I don't care anymore. I don't know.
Come on.
This show's weird, dude. All right, we're out of here. We're just going to leave. I'm done. I can't do it. My brain doesn't work right now. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate it. And until next time, we'll see you later.